brings you down to your knees. And then you walk, and there's some on that path. You come up against that stone, and the doctor comes into the office and gives you the word. And you say, God, I can't do it. Your husband walked out on you. Your kids leave the faith. Your parents divorce. Your sister, I don't know, I hate to say things like this, but that's how the Jew looked at life. The Jew said, we live in the desert. And this is what the desert is like. But listen to the psalmist. Psalm 81. If my people would listen to me, I would satisfy them with honey from the rock. Where is the honey in life? In the rocks. Isn't it true that at least sometimes, as you look back, those moments when God was the most intense in your life were the most painful moments? I wish I could tell you God says when you come up against one of those stones, hang in there, I'll take it away, I'll broom off your path, I'll make it smooth and downhill both ways. God doesn't. God says, listen, I know the path that's best for you. And on that path are stones, some big, some small. I put you in the desert because more than anything else, I wanted you to learn to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Where was the Shema given? In the desert, not when times were good, not when things were wonderful, when they were at their lowest, God said, love me. And if you will walk on God's path, if you will but listen to Him, every rock will have just enough honey to take another step. He doesn't say the rocks won't hurt or it's okay. It hurts, ask Jesus. But every rock has enough of the sweetness of God. But you know what? You're Americans, Westerners, maybe Canadians. You know what you want? You know what I want? I want honey without rocks. One great ancient rabbi said, be careful when you pray for honey. God often puts the sweetest experience of God in the biggest stone. Now you can say, why? Ask him someday. But that's what the desert meant to the Jew. Why does God want us in the desert? Because it's in the desert we learn that only the sweetness of God can keep me going. And when you leave, God said, you know what'll happen? You'll have houses you didn't build, vineyards you didn't plant, wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't put together, and you're going to say, my might, my power did this for me. Really? Then I will bring you back into the desert. I'm going to skip this one. This was a hunting trip that I took, so you're not interested in it.
I'm going to skip one more. By the way, what I learned from the people of the desert was hospitality. I've never seen anything like it, how people will reach out and care. But let me show you one more biblical image, and that's an image of the shepherds. Shepherds are usually girls. Remember that next year when you have your Christmas program. Seriously, in my experience in the Bedouin culture, not in the Arab culture so much in the north, but in the Bedouin culture, the girls are almost always the shepherds. But just look at a couple of shots a minute of the shepherds and the sheep. The desert is called the land of milk because that's what they get from the goats, milk, wool, and so